Today's New Testament reading is from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 21. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God that he has borne concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. And this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will give him life. To those who commit sins that do not lead to death, there is sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that does not lead to death. We know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, but he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor David Smith from St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, Missouri.
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is 1 John 5, 1 through 5. Wow. The first five verses of 1 John 5 sure talks about a lot of things, important things, like being born of God, loving the Father, loving others, obeying God's commandments, the commandments not being burdensome, and overcoming the world. Wow. Yet everything talked about here is possible for us. Why? How? Because of the action God first took for us. This all started and is possible because God sent us a Savior, Jesus Christ. A Savior who did everything talked about here. He lived with his Heavenly Father, but he came down for us because he loved us. He was willing to come, suffer, and die on a cross because he loved his Father and he loved us. He loved us so much that he would die for us. What he was doing on that cross was paying for all our sins. He kept his Father's commandments perfectly for us, for we couldn't. We couldn't keep them. They were not burdensome to him. He loved to do his Father's will, his commandments, in love for his Father. He overcame the world. When he hung on that cross, he overcame all our sin, Satan, and yes, this world of sin and death. He did this all for us, you and me. Here is the real wow part. By believing in Jesus Christ, we are born of God. We are strengthened and empowered to do these very things in our lives. The witness of the Holy Spirit works through the Word so that we believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior. We are born of God. In His power, we can love the Father. In His power, born of God, we can love others, as the Father loved us and sent His Son for us. But there is more. Wow. Now, as God's children, loving our Father who gave His Son for us, we want to keep His commandments, what He wants. Burdensome? No. A joy to do it, in thanks to Him who saved us. You say, this is tough to do in this world. But we are reminded that Jesus overcame the world on that cross and gives us victory over this world. We don't have to listen to the sinful, wrong-headed voices in this world. We listen to Jesus' voice. We find joy in doing things, not the world's way, but God's way. And all of this is because God loved us so much, He sent us a Savior, Jesus Christ. The wow is that God did it first for us. The wow is that Jesus did this for us. The wow is that by His power and with His help, we can live with a new purpose, a new joy in life. Wow. John talks about a lot in these verses. Wow. It's all for us. Amen. And now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
We thank Pastor David Smith from St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, Missouri, for today's meditation on God's Word.